It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Get tech help if you need to, Tomas, so we can get that volume up. And welcome back. We have the amazing L.A. Marzulli. L.A. has been on my program over the last 14 and a half years. Probably one of the most amazing investigators of the alien connection. He's got a number of videos out and books, and he recently was one of the major speakers at the Gen 6 conference with Steve Quayle in Branson, Missouri, which was held over the weekend of Friday the 13th, if you don't have trichodecaphobia, through Sunday. I tell people you must get this video. Conference, gen6.com, and I got the one to the Gen 6 conference from last year. There's a number of books. I get all of the books from Steve Quayle. I'm going to get your books and movies as well to get up to speed. Tell us about the website, how people can get access to this information, because it's vital. It's not just a peripheral thing. People have to understand the reason why the world is the way it is now is because people don't have a proper worldview of what is really going on, not what they think is going on. Go ahead.
Well, if you're interested in getting a Gen 6 tapes from the conference, which I think is some incredible speakers, lots of information. Steve Quayle's presentation was very stellar. Gary Stearman's presentation was very, very unique, in which the reason for that is Gary gave a very inside view of the entire phenomenon and related his own personal experience, which changed his life, like, literally decades ago. And that we covered that in our Watchers series, but you know that was it was the first time he ever gave it in front of a live audience like that.
And you get different viewpoints. But by the way, everybody at this conference was a quote a believer. In other words, they understand the battle of good and evil going on here. So please continue.
Well, many people were, not everyone. Remember, it was a mixed
bag. Most
of them were. I would say upwards of around 85 to 90%. But you had a handful of people that were there for the other speakers. That, you know, have a different worldview, and that was fine because we were able to sit down and talk about stuff. But you can get the DVDs, and I'd encourage you to do that by going to truelegends.com, truelegends.com.
So, Ellie, tell us about the conference and what you said and what you want to say today about your film, On the Trail of the Nephilim. Go ahead.
Well, that's actually two different questions, two different projects, but
right.
Let's start with the conference. The conference is strictly on UFO disclosure, on what is going on with this whole phenomenon that we've been seeing literally for decades. Now, remember, Dr. Bill, years ago, you and I, if we were talking about this, we'd be immediately labeled as tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists. Now it's perfectly acceptable to be talking about this in all forms of media. And, in fact, what happened in 2017 on the Tucker Carlson show, which is not George Norrie, and people have to understand that. It's not George Norrie. It's not Coast to Coast. It's frickin' Tucker Carlson on Fox News, primetime TV. Here it is. And Tucker Carlson's got this F-18 pilot. The guy doesn't have a book to sell. He's basically an unknown. He doesn't have a video. He's an unknown guy. And he winds up on Tucker Carlson. And with him, along with him at the same time, and I showed the clip at the conference, is a video that Commander David Fravor took in his F-18 of a tic-tac-shaped UFO hovering over the water of the Pacific Ocean. And so you've got a triptych. You've got Tucker on one side, Fravor in the middle talking about this experience, and which was at one time classified information, classified film being shown to the public. And you've got an F-18 pilot admitting on air, and I quote, that whatever this was not of this world. That, in my opinion, is the first rung on the disclosure ladder, which is a game changer.
Right. It is a game changer, isn't it? So people don't think we're tinfoil hat people anymore. They have to understand that this changes the worldview, and people have to understand there's been a dark project. Like, my world was opened up when I started working 25 years ago at CECOM in Colorado Springs, and I was the ex-examiner for the Alfred P. Murrow Building, but I also was an employee doctor taking care of employees working on classified projects. U.S. Space Command, Missile Defense Command. The very first statement that the director of Space Command said 2 miles underground in an underground 440-seat theater was we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? And he said, this is a come-to-Jesus talk. shut the, quote, F up, Deagle. So you don't freak out. We're going to tell you everything. And I learned a lot of stuff about, like, the Dark Knight satellite out in orbit. I learned all kinds of stuff. And that's why when I look at people like you, you're very brave to actually be working on this years before people would accept it. But you've actually pulled up everything from giant skeletons to prolonged heads to all kinds of things that are physical representations of something, including underground cities. We've talked about other experts like Jonathan Gray, who actually is a Christian, has actually been in these underground cities. This is extremely important. It's also infiltrated into our geopolitical and our religious systems, and people don't know that, do they?
Well, I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, we are controlled literally by what I would call a Luciferian elite, and have been for decades. We can argue as to who's on the top and who's pulling the strings, but there's no doubt in my mind that all we need to do is look what's going on in Washington, D.C. today. We are controlled by a Luciferian elite. They are steering us in a direction. It's deliberate. It's prophetic. And as I speak right now, my intel is telling me that the Middle East is ready to blow. I mean, completely ready to blow. According to my intel, the Saudis and the Israelis, along with us, are going to hit Iran. Russia's already said if that happens, they will back Iran. So that's World War III on some level. So we'll see. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But
right.
Yeah, all this is just like the silver market.
Well,
I digress.
Let me throw something out, which I know when I talked to Steve Quayle, he said he understood and knew this. You've probably heard of the Druidic Council of 13, right?
Sure.
Right. The Druidic Council of 13 runs Earth for the... And people have to understand this. Let me make this statement because you're an expert on this. Evil is extra-dimensional and exoplanetary. Just a summary. And you've got proof for all of that. The evil in Earth is extra-dimensional and exoplanetary. And the Druidic Council of 13 is infiltrated in the Vatican. It's infiltrated in the United Nations and these global secret orders all over the world. They're totally infiltrated. That's what people have to understand. Some of our world leaders are, in a sense, possessed by transdimensional exoplanetary entities that are avataring them just like they're a video game, right?
Exactly. When you use the word avatar, that's exactly what's going on. The Greek word is metaschismata, which means that they can shapeshift, they can change their appearance and appear basically as anything they want to, which is why when Paul in the epistles says that Satan can appear as an angel of light, well, that's just one of the identities he can assume. Look, this stuff has been going on since the days of Moses and Pharaoh. When Moses shows up thousands and thousands of years ago in Pharaoh's court, there's a full-blown occult paradigm, which is accepted by every person on the planet. It's normal. Oh, you threw down your staff and it became a snake? Oh, our magicians can do the same thing. It was worldwide. It was global. It was an occult paradigm. And then God sends his two guys who are, you know, certainly not the pick of a litter by any means, and they begin to counterattack what the globalists were doing back then, because it was a global paradigm that was in full operation when Moses
right.
shows up on the scene. Nothing has changed. There's a very troubling, when Hillary Clinton was running for president, there's a shot where she's in front of Beyonce, and this is so deliberate, it's unbelievable. I'm sorry, it's Madonna.
Madonna.
Is sitting on a ledge behind Hillary Clinton with her
right.
legs basically manspread, completely wide open, okay?
Whoa.
Hillary Clinton is right positioned. Her head is positioned right at the vagina. That is so deliberate. Of course, Hillary's facing the audience, and Madonna's behind her.
Right.
That is so deliberate. It's so occultic. It's in your face. It's absolutely in your face. And that's where we are. I mean, people need to understand that we are being herded like lemmings. And getting back on the disclosure thing, the second rung of a disclosure was when Luis Elizondo stands up once again on Tucker Carlson. And between 2017 with Commander David Fravor on Tucker till 2019 with Luis Elizondo, Nick Pope was on. There were other people that came on Tucker Carlson all talking about the ongoing UFO phenomena. Well, when Luis Elizondo was asked by Tucker at the end of the interview, and I believe this was scripted and staged, but it just seemed too phony to me. Tucker asked Elizondo, in your opinion, does the United States have debris from a crashed UFO? Elizondo looks right at the camera and says, yes. Well, Tucker does a redirect at this point and says, are you trying to tell me that the United States government has in its possession debris from a crashed UFO? And Elizondo kind of hems and haws, and then he goes, Well, you know, my NDA, non-disclosure agreement, I take very seriously, Tucker, but the answer to that is yes. Well, he just broke his NDA.
Yeah, he did break his NDA,
Yeah, the appropriate answer is I cannot confirm or deny that information. But
right.
he didn't say that. And that, in my opinion, is the second rung on the disclosure ladder. We're there. The third rung, more than likely, very graphic pictures, perhaps film, of either crash debris, encounters with ET, close-up of the craft. It's going to be something. It's going to be something. That's the next rung. What amazes me, Dr. Deagle, and you know this, I mean, there it is on Tucker Carlson, and you would think that the American people and the people of the world would begin to talk about this and demand to see something. Okay, there was a bit of a groundswell with Let's Storm Area 51, which is, you know, you can't, there's no way that's ever going to happen. But the bottom line is most people, most Americans are completely ambivalent towards the subject. And until we actually get more into disclosure, that's when I think people will start to really wake up. But we're already on the second rung.
Let's give them some symbology here so people get to connect the dots, because you know I know lots of other pieces of the puzzle. For example, if you look at the hat on top of the Vatican and the cardinals, the head is actually, the hat is shaped like a fish aimed toward the sky. It's like an open mouth of a fish. And it refers to the Draco-reptilians, the Draco-reptilians, right? They're referred to in the area of Oceania as a Naga by Credo Motua and Chitahuri by the Credo Motua and the Naga people of Oceania. All the ancient peoples in the world have known about these beings. They were coexistent. For example, there's no indication that we had any science whatsoever back in ancient Egypt that we could have built the pyramids. Those were built by alien beings, and humans may have been around, but we were not the builders. This is just ridiculous. One of the things the Director of Space Command said to me, and this is one of many comments, and I don't want to take too much of your time, he said, "We control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars, and by the way, we've had a colony back on Mars since 1982. We were on the moon 5 years before the so-called Eagle landed, which they did a Masonic ceremony on the surface of the moon. They actually did this movie with the guy that made the movie Eyes Wide Shut, so people would think we never went to the moon. There's people out there still believing the flat Earth, so we never went to the moon, which is ridiculous. They don't understand that if you're an advanced culture, hacking into human consciousness is actually child's play. I was working on visual data now 45 years ago with supercomputers, and I managed to succeed. 42 years ago, besides working on the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab, UCLA wanted me to work with DARPA on the Super Soldier program. Now, let me explain some details of this. They were going to take, using CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, which they didn't have to the public back then, and horizontally insert genes from actin, myosin, from jackals, that are the strongest mammal on Earth, into female fetuses to make them 12 times stronger, put the sight of an eagle and the reflexes of a jaguar, and then have non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmets to have bidirectional control of their consciousness to make a cyborg warrior swarm. They already had an F-14 mock-up with a liquid nitrogen-cooled helmet for a pilot who would put icons on the inside of the canopy of the F-14 in Dr. Tortolot's office at the VA hospital in Santa Monica. I saw it. I was there. So this is now back in the late 70s. So you can just imagine. I know all the history going back to England, where they're doing research with different electrodes in different part of the brain and then using pulse magnetic field. And the latest companies, of course, I just saw the news report I put up today that a company sold for $500 million their technology for literally controlling a computer using your mind. They want bidirectional mind control because eventually they want to hack into your NIOS or your consciousness. Now, if you think it's difficult and you're dealing with an intelligent race that can cross the cosmos, it's child's play for them. Just like it's child's play to avatar human consciousness and control people, or it's almost like a game, almost like a video game, to control a population when you move in there. You don't really need to blast them all to pieces. Take control of them. Make their leaders your vassals. You know, even hybridize and create hybrids. I mean, how many hybrids do we have walking among us? We don't even know, right? And one of the things they mentioned when we went to Mars is they found ancient human monuments going back up to, as they said to me, I couldn't believe it was that long, 500,000 years. So Mars was a population center that was destroyed in an ancient galactic war. Okay, so evil has been around a long time. And we are under the jaws of another culminating disaster about to happen, and people don't have a worldview to understand it. You're one of those people to take off the mask. Back in a moment with L.A. Marzulli. On the trail of the Nephilim, the mysterious mound builders, and much more, lamarzulli.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on-phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. You did an amazing rant there. I want you to repeat that rant when we're on break. Please repeat it, because the worldview change is going to happen. I believe your conference, if people get these videos at the Gen 6 conference and get your books, the movies that I have up here now, and there's a whole series of them, are, of course, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. And, of course, your blog is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And the movie is On the Trail of the Nephilim, The Mysterious Mound Builders. And, of course, I heard your presentation by video link at that conference. I watched it on video. It's like, whoa, this is really important. And people need to understand, when you go to these places, you're ending up with basically astral, if you want to call portals, to the dark side. And that's why weird stuff happens in people's consciousness. Things happen to float around. Weird things happen because they're opening up an astral portal to another dimension that's controlled by the dark side, the prince of the power of the air, and his minions in our part of the galaxy and cosmos, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I certainly agree with what some of what you're saying there. I mean, these sites, when we get into this in Mysterious Mound Builders, Mathematical Mysteries of the Mound Builders, and the latest film, which deals with the supernatural implications of the Mound Builders, Secrets of the Supernatural Voices from the Other Side.
Right.
These sites, regardless of what the modern-day archaeologists will tell us, were not constructed by Native Americans. Now, some of them were, but the sites that we mentioned in the film, the Great Circle Mound, the Serpent Mound, the Octagon Mound, the Hokia Poverty Point, the mathematics that are there are just profound, that are embedded in the sites. There's an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle, which is embedded in the site of the Octagon Mound. And that begs the question, how does megalithic man or primitive or Native American, First Nation people, 3,000 years ago, whatever, how did they know that there was an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle?
Right.
And I'm actually reading a book by this guy, Englishman, called A. Thom, or Tom, and it's very, very interesting, and he's a mathematical genius on some level, but, you know, he comes up with this idea of using recording all this over a period of time, and I get that, using sticks in the ground and notches and all. It's a very primitive way. Well, I get that, but the problem I have with an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle, and let me explain this to the audience. Let's say, Dr. Deagle, you and I go outside right now, today. We have no idea where we are in the 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. In fact, we have no idea it is an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. We just know that the moon's doing crazy, weird stuff every day. It comes up in different places. It sets in different places. So you and I go out, and we pick a we have a spot on a nice flat plain, and we make a mark there. And in the distance, there's a peak. So we've got two marks. We've got where we're standing. We put a stake, and then we've got a sight line to this peak way in the distance. Well, the moon comes up relative to that peak, and we start to mark where that is. And then it sets. That's day one. So night two, we come up. We do the same thing. Oh, wow, look, the moon came up pretty much the same place, but it's set in a slightly different position. We do this for 30 days, and all is going really well. All of a sudden, the storm comes in, and we're blown out of the water for 5 days. We have no idea what the moon did because we can't see it. It was all dark and cloudy and rainy. Here's my point. To get the data, if you jump in, you don't know whether you're in year 5, year 8, year 1, year 12. You have no idea where you are. So you've got to, someone has to compile all that data for 18-and-a-half years and then somehow analyze the data so when they go, wait a minute, we were here before, it's an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. And they all stand up and go, yay. But how did
that
happen?
Yeah, in other words, you're dealing with data collection and mathematics that far exceeded their culture by thousands of years.
It goes back thousands of years. And what's interesting, the Book of Enoch talks about transdimensional entities, fallen angels, call them what you will, intruders. One of the fallen angels was named Sariel. And this guy, according to the Book of Enoch, it's written right there, handed the information intact to mankind, taught them the lunar calendar, taught them precession. There you go. It was handed to us. And frankly, that's what Tom believes, that this information was just handed over, just given to the Babylonians, and it spreads out. But, you know, again, this is all Nephilim architecture, fallen angel technology, in my opinion. You talked about the pyramids. There's no way in a million Sundays to link together that the Egyptians built that great pyramid. I've never been there. It's on the bucket list. But because of the whole terrorist thing, I just won't go to a Muslim country. I mean, I just won't. I don't trust it. But that's my bailiwick, and I have to live with it. If Egypt became more modernized and wasn't such a what it is today, I would reconsider it. But the pyramid, in my opinion, is certainly an astounding accomplishment. And there's no hieroglyphics in it except that one above the King's Chamber, which I believe was forged in the 19th century that says Khufu, the cartouche. And the cartouche is badly drawn, and that's a three-hour discussion. The bottom line is this. We are living right now. We are living, and stuff is all around us, especially in the United States. If you're in Ohio, you are surrounded by Nephilim architecture. If you live in St. Louis, go to Cahokia and look at that. And you got to ask yourself, again, mainstream archaeologists will try to tell us that Native Americans took one basket full of earth at a time for 300 years, and they dug the dirt and they hauled it, and sometimes they hauled it from a mile away and all this other crazy stuff. Well, the bottom line is there's this one guy who's a docent at a site that we visited called Fort Ancient, and it's in Ohio. It's an incredible site. And when I got there, I flew a drone. We filmed there, and my jaw was on the ground. We got there at the spring equinox 2 years ago. Right. And my wife took out her cell phone to see what was constellation was over the gate, the main gate to the entrance. Now, these are two mounds of earth deliberately placed. It was Hydra. It was the serpent right over that at the spring equinox. That is 100% totally deliberate by the designers. But wait, it gets better. There's 3.5 miles of consecutive mounds. If you were to deconstruct them, it comes to, and this is what's amazing, 3.5 miles of continuous mounds make up Fort Ancient. We saw about an eighth of the site that day. It was cold. We didn't have time. It started to rain. We were pressed for time. But we're going to go back there and show more, because in some ways, that site is so enigmatic, so off the charts, it's incredible. If you were to deconstruct those 3.5 miles of earthen mounds, by the way, we believe there's 66 gates, not 67 like the archaeologists say. I think they threw the number because 66 points back to the serpent, but I digress. You deconstruct the mounds, Dr. Deagle, you get 200 miles, get this, 200 miles of dump trucks, end to end, 200 miles of dump trucks. That's how much dirt was dug, moved, compacted to create these mounds. And we're supposed to believe that Native Americans did this with clamshell hose and flint hose. Not buying it for a second.
No, not for a second. Look, even the building of the they've had some the archaeologists are trying to lie about the building of the pyramids. The other thing, if you look inside some of these ancient technology, you can see tube technology and other things. What people should start understanding is that even our world leaders, and my other name of my ministry, which my other website is called Clay and Iron, and I believe that iron stands for the transdimensional entities that are avataring our world leaders. People like Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, child ritual sacrifice, and so on. These are, if you want to call, astral and demonic games, okay? And, what's going on right now, people don't want to perceive that, and the biggest problem I think is not information, it's a worldview. The nice thing about things like, let's say, what you're doing in a conference, it presents enough evidence now, after Tucker Carlson and others, that we're breaking through that shell. It's like an eggshell, a little beak of the baby bird is breaking through the shell. They're starting to get a worldview change, the people out there, and they're realizing, hey, the reason why my world is screwed up is it's not just ugly and weird and perverted humans, it's they're being avatared by transdimensional and exoplanetary evil. And that's what we need to start perceiving, and it's been going on a very long time. This is not a new occurrence. This is a recurring occurrence, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this has been the agenda. This planet is under the sway of the fallen. Remember, when Jesus came, he beat the dragon. I mean, he beat him at his own game, and he set captives free that were chained in the darkest dungeons in another dimension. And he set the captives free, but he also preached to the spirits that were in prison that there's not going to be any jailbreak. The bottom line is, remember, Jesus is taken. He's taken physically and shown all the kingdoms of the world. He's taken physically to the Temple Mount. That's not just allegory. He's moved, and that begs the question, how is he moved? He's in a remote place in the Judean wilderness, in the desert. Now all of a sudden he's shown all the kingdoms of the world. If he will just fall down and worship the dragon, he doesn't do it. Same thing if he just casts himself off the pinnacle of a temple. How is he moved? We are dealing with transdimensional beings who have been in charge, unfortunately, right. of this planet. So when Jesus right. comes, he does away with all that. He gets the victory for us.
Well, I didn't see all the talks yet, but I would assume that some of the people have what's called second sight. And it happens to people who sometimes have had near-death experiences. I have the gift of second sight, and I won't get it to deviate off and onto that. But I want people to understand our world is being run by a bunch of people that are clay, human flesh, run by transdimensional entities. And the secret orders are kind of like a one wonderful house for these beings to kind of project their power through our political and our religious and our even our universities and control us and our worldview right through even our media. People don't understand this is what's going on. That's why it's an amazing breakthrough to have Tucker do this a couple of years ago. It's an amazing breakthrough for you to have the Gen 6 conference and you bring up logical people, rational people to explain this stuff. What people need to start understanding is this explains why everything's screwed up. It explains why, for example, we have the bizarre green agenda. It's not going to be stop an extinction-level event. It's actually going to accelerate it. I met in March of 1997 with Dr. Isley, who founded the World Constitution Parliament Association. And I know Mike Adams did a presentation on Project Scopex. This I was shown 22 years ago that the United Nations and people like Bill Gates are trying to change the albedo of Earth with calcium carbonate laced with lead to actually reflect sunlight out into space. They want to capture carbon. In fact, Dr. Isley said for an entire evening about how they have to capture carbon and save the Earth. I said, you're nuts. I said, I'm a chemist. I'm an oceanographer. I was an oceanographer before I went into medicine in 1973. These people are logically out of their freaking mind, and they're demonically energized, and what they're going to do is actually will collapse the biosphere. And this is by design. They want to reduce the population, sterilize us into weird sexual subgroups where they have 1/6 and 63 genders. It's more and more bizarre than people, and if they don't understand the videos that you have and the books that are out on this stuff, they really don't understand why is it so weird. Are we dealing with mentally ill people? No, we're dealing with avatared human flesh controlled by transdimensional and transgalactic evil, right?
Well, I mean, all we need to do is look back at the Third Reich,
right.
or Stalin, or Pol Pot, or any of the atrocities that happened in the 20th century, which are now spilling into the 21st century, to realize that there is a dark underbelly of this planet, which is hidden from most people. The fact that, you know, they touted Roe v. Wade as, well, it's just going to save the mother's life in case of incest or rape,
it's all crap.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's a lie.
It's not. It's being used as... being used as contraceptive, it's being used as birth control.
Well, it's a blood sacrifice. Listen,
babies, 1.5 billion babies ripped from their mother's womb. Guess what?
Yeah.
That's a Luciferian blood sacrifice, which changes
exactly.
the entire fabric of this planet
good
in
point.
Ways that would stupefy us if we could see it.
And the thing is, if you want to just put a valve in, which I met a doctor many years ago in San Antonio, Texas, 30 some years ago, that could have put a valve in to actually stop a pregnancy. No. They want an astral blood sacrifice because they want the ectoplasm for their astral sacrifice to the incubi and succubi and these transdimensionals
right.
that run our world. People, oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, it's all in your Bible. People don't want to, do you want to accept the whole Bible? There's nothing in what you've said and what this conference said that violates even one scripture in the Old and New Testaments, all in total logical agreement, isn't it? Amazing. So... give us some more details of your videos. And By the way, while we're on breaker, I posted all of them up. You've got a lot of stuff here. It's amazing. We've got On the Trail of the Nephilim, The Secrets of the Supernatural. You've got your UFO Disclosure, which is a 70-year cover-up exposed. You've got On the Trail of the Nephilim, the definition and proof of the biblical giants. In fact, you're one of the most researched people in the world about showing the biblical giants. Tell us about those, some of your travels when we come back, because I'm really impressed. I mean, this is not just a side issue, people. This is something that, before the time of the end, God is going to give grace and wisdom and the spiritual manna of truth to you for you to make proper decisions and worldview understandings. Back in a moment with L.A. Marzulli.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Doing your own live show, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And welcome back. We have both websites up here, actually, posted up for LA, which is, of course, lamarzulli.net. That is your main site. And, of course, you have all the different products. And we have your blog site, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Where are these projects going? You're doing another video presentation that's coming out soon. What is it called? Ellie, you have another video that's coming out soon, or you're working on? I can't hear LA. I hope we didn't lose our connection.
Dr. Deagle,
yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're doing. Do you have any new projects that are coming out, like new videos or books that'll be coming out in the next few months?
Man, your audio is so scrambled. What is going on?
I don't know. You got your speakerphone on. I think maybe you need to have a headphone set.
Yeah. I just switched it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's this. That'll cause scrambling. So what projects are you working on that'll be coming out in the next few months? Because you got a lot of amazing material here.
Four. Yeah. There's three episodes in the On the Trail of the Nephilim series, which really deals with the mound builders. We kind of leapfrog over to the DNA evidence that we collected from the elongated skulls in Paracas, which has never really had the attention that it needs. And I've got new information, not so much on DNA, but I've got new people coming in looking at these artifacts and stating unequivocally that this is not the result of cranial deformation. This is genetic. And so this episode four will be on the enigmatic elongated skulls of Paracas. I think you'll find that interesting.
Yeah, in other words, it's not because they're pulling their skulls up using some extra skull kind of thing to change the shape of their skull. It's actually a genetic issue. What people should start understanding, the world that they believe is actually a fantasy. The real world is something that you and the Bible and other people that are whistleblowers are actually telling people now. And being a civil aviation examiner, I took care of pilots that told me about these UFOs for decades, okay? And then when I was director above top secret clearance at U.S. Missile Defense Command and Space Command, I directly got exposed to things that made it, this is the way things are, Deagle. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And so I was totally prepped up 25 years ago to meet somebody like you that would actually say, you know, this is what's going on. I said, yeah, L.A., I believe you. And you're out there digging around these mounds and digging up the bones and the skulls of the actual places. I'm thinking, didn't you mention a few years ago to me that you had an interesting experience or information from Afghanistan of some kind of giant there, too? Is that right?
Yeah, we actually, that became Watchers 10. It was actually in our Watcher series. We did 11 of those, actually. And it was on the Afghan giant. Richard Shaw, the late Richard Shaw, was contacted by a man who stated that he was in Afghanistan and had an encounter with a 12-footer. And when we got his testimony, we had to block his face out, keep his name, anonymous. And we had a second witness who came on the record also and corroborated the first witness. So we had two witnesses, which is why we went with it, because it was the real deal, in our opinion. We thought that it was legitimate. You know, and like you, I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people over the years, and you start to, you know, you can tell when somebody's changing the story or not being quite honest with you, or maybe, you know, trying to get money or just whatever.
I think our president is actually a lot more aware of this, and he's making it plain to the public in his tweets.
When we actually revealed what happened in Afghanistan, I was threatened by a guy from a deep state who said, you know, you're on the radar because of this. They didn't like that.
Really?
I've also know that, according to another contact that I have, these things are processed or flown to Wright-Patterson, apparently, allegedly. I can't prove that. But DNA has been extracted. You were talking about super soldiers. They know about them. They know they're here. They've been here for thousands of years, hiding under the earth. And
they're in underground cities. In fact, one of the things they're doing is a lot of the money from the illegal drug trade, which is $2 trillion run by SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA that runs the Afghanistan trade. I had a blackout pilot and a Hercules C-130 technician in Aurora, because I was a civil aviation examiner, also worked on these classified projects. And he panicked and wanted to come to my office after hours back in the mid-90s. And I said, why do you want to come? He said, I need to tell you this. I said, okay, fine. He disclosed that when he opened up this Hercules C-130 to do some work on it, it was loaded to the gunwale with Afghanistan, opioids and shrink wrapped on pallets. I'm thinking, I said, if they find out they're going to kill me, guess what? 3 days later, they killed them. So people need to know I don't know a lot of the stuff secondhand. I know it firsthand. And people really think that there's not a tie in with these agencies. For example, why are so many people that are really poorly educated trying to leave Central America and Mexico? I have a friend whose family, runs a narco state town. They run the ambulance, the hospital, and even the schools. People need to understand this is totally in agreement with things like Operation Black, what do they call it? Operation Fast and Furious. That we were actually collaborating with the drug cartels. We're collaborating with the Taliban to allow the illegal, you know, crocodile to go into Russia and bring out the Afghanistan back in our C-130s. That's when they're working out a deal. They're working out a deal. We won't interfere with you, and you won't interfere with us, and we'll back off, and we'll pull our troops out. I think it's a level of evil that we, in our government, where people really don't understand what's going on, and that includes our military, too.
Well, in my opinion, and I agree with you, it goes back into the days after World War II with Operation Paperclip. What we let into this country never should have come into this country, and we made a false Faustian pact. And we're paying the price for that.
You're talking about when they brought the Thule Society from Nazi Germany here, formed the OSS, and later became the NSA and CIA, right?
Full-blown occult adepts into the country. Full-blown.
Right. Yeah,
Some of these guys were adepts. There's no doubt about it.
Well, to me, there's a project, you probably heard about this, called Project Omega. It was conceived by the Nazis and the Thule Society of Germany back in the 1930s. And they actually, it was completed by George Bush Sr., in 1982, including underground tunneling, operational work with extra dimensionals and extraplanetary beings. Okay? I'm not going to get into too much detail, but what I want you to understand out here, people, is that this, our government's directly complicit with extra dimensional and extraplanetary evil and technology. There's a total technology transfer to America. And even our supercomputers, which are done by Seymour Cray, I took care of the Cray Array underground at Shreve Air Force Base, which is an array of Cray 4 supercomputers. 11 months after Seymour Cray, who didn't use zero gravity in the space station to make the Cray Array 5 chip called the gallium arsenide chip, they killed him near Air Force Academy. I was there. I was at the doctor for Air Force Academy. I can tell you what's going on because I was a doctor for Seymour Cray. I took care of the some of these super soldiers. I was their doctor. I took care. You know Phil Schneider? His guy in the tunneling machines was my patient. He had a particle disease from sodium-cooled nuclear reactors for tunneling. I was his doctor. I'm still the doctor for the World Trade Center, and I've been trying to do debris analysis. And the Japanese lab told me 3.5 years ago, the State Department of the U.S. told the Japanese lab, you're not even allowed to talk to Deagle, let alone do tests. So every single country I've gone to do debris analysis using neutron spectroscopy, because they have a background in nuclear physics, in chemistry, was told they're not allowed to talk, and it's our government who's directly interfered with proving that the World Trade Center was demolished, just like the Oklahoma City Murrah building, and I was the ex-examiner at all, examined all five special op team. This is all, there's this continuum of all this, tied right back to the Nephilim. That's why your books and your videos explain the underlying reason why are things so evil, why are they so bizarre, why is it such a Paul Bunyan lie that it's not believable to the average kind of, you know, a kindergarten believer or person out there that watches the news. You know, I see Tucker Carlson going right up to the red lines and sometimes crossing over. He crossed over on the UFO thing, didn't he? And every couple of weeks he does another little update on it, right?
Yeah, and I've got to kind of get going because my show happens in a few minutes.
I want you to make a closing comment here before you go, and we'll have you back next the end of the month. You're going to be back on Wednesday the 30th. What would you say for people that go to your websites, lamarzulli.net and lamarzulli.wordpress.com? What would you say?
You know, I mean, we've got tons of material there, lots of research. Just dive in. I mean, they're all standalone material. There are no repeats. The new series is On the Trail of the Nephilim, The Mysterious Mound Builders, Mathematical Mysteries of the Mound Builders, and Secrets of the Supernatural. They're fully produced, one-hour-long videos, and they have a different spin than what we see on Ancient Aliens. So www.lamarzulli.net.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on the program. I'll let you run because you're getting ready
you
for your own regular show. And we will see you on the 30th. You have a wonderful time. Thank you for being brave enough to tell us the truth and change our worldview to what it really fits with the Bible and reality. It's reality. We're getting a reality check, aren't we? Yeah, amazing discussion. So we have a couple more minutes left. I want people to understand we're going to be having other people on from gen6.com. I talked to Steve Quayle. I've had him on the program over the last 14 and a half years. I have personal knowledge about a lot of these things at a level that is kind of shocking in a first hand because I took care of super soldiers. I took care of classified projects working at Missile Defense and Space Command. I know things that most people will never know in the public, even in classified parts of the different agencies because they're highly compartmentalized. I have a photographic memory and a level of knowledge in pretty well every area of science, including artificial intelligence and quantum computing. And because I understand advanced genetics and so on, I understand that these genetic research that they were doing and they wanted me to work on 42 years ago is very real. So I want you to get these materials, and I'm going to just go over a few of them. If you go to AllieMarzulli.net, if you look at the list of videos he has available here, one of the top is On the Trail of Nephilim, Voices from the Other Side, Secrets of the Supernatural. Then he has UFO Disclosure, the 70-year cover-up exposed. And of course, the cover-up is going to be exposed. I think perhaps in the second term of Trump, you're going to see a lot more exposure. Ellie Marzulli, On the Trail of the Nephilim, which are the fallen ones. You have to understand that our world leaders are actually being avatared through the secret orders by them. And it's my opinion that pretty well all the secret orders on the planet are involved in some Masonic order, somehow involved with evil, with transdimensionals and exoplanetary evil, every single one of them. Whether it's MI5, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CIA, Brazilian Security, GRU, it doesn't matter where you go, they're involved with some kind of secret order, involved with some kind of transdimensional and transgalactic evil. Nephilim, Mathematical Mysteries of the Mound Builders, and this is, he's been over some of the mathematical issues there as well. And of course, he has some video Vimeo on demand. You can actually watch Vimeo on demand. He has, of course, the Watchers series. He has a series where you take out chips of actually, when I traveled with 42 cities in Israel, I had so many people coming to various conferences at 42 cities across the United States with the Prophecy Club, I had to tell them to stop bringing your chip. They usually bring it in a test tube or some surgical equipment that was extracted. It's an extra-dimensional exoplanetary chip, and I actually physically saw it, okay? This is not, oh, that's delusional. No, I saw it. And he actually shows the surgeon actually removing these chips that are not human chips removed from people. I had one guy who took care of years ago who was in California, and he was working on a project. He had an accident, and he ended up having surgery for an orthopedic procedure, and when he woke up, he was having nasal bleeding. So he wanted him to do an x-ray of his skull, and they found there was a chip actually above the cribriform plate in the base of his brain. He got them actually, the ENT doctor, to remove the chip, and it was exoplanetary, okay? This is not by design. You've got to understand what's going on here now. That's why things like 5G network, which is a way to hack into human genetics and human consciousness, why it's so damn dangerous. That's why we have to need have protection like my ELF is Sabbath, Edenic Frequencies, to reverse the toxic effects against mineral resonant induction of DNA. That's why people need to understand what's going on here is a level of evil that the average person can't understand. Their worldview is not advanced enough, and that's why these videos are important. And the shows we'll be doing in the future with many experts like Steve Quayle. In fact, if I go into some of the other guests we're hopefully going to get on, we'll bring on Gary Stearman, George Knapp. We'll bring on the program Allie Marzulli at the end of the month. Chase Klutke, who's a UFO investigator. We'll bring on Michael Schratt, aerospace historian and engineer. Hugo DeGaris, expert on artificial intelligence and supercomputers. We'll be bringing on Mike Adams. I put an email to Mike to see if he can come on the program. He did a great presentation on population reduction and exoplanetary modification of our biosphere. Mike Lake, author and theologian. So hopefully we'll have these people on over the next few months. And you'll get a sampling. Get those videos at gen6.com. Gen6.com for this year, 2019 and 2018. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow we have Get Your Questions in the Firing Line. Get all your NutriMeds at NutriMedical with Dr. Bill. And your free advice, Harley Schlanger from Germany, Dr. Betty Martini, Dr. Joe Elid.
Which was most appropriate.